Boker Tov, good morning. Today's class should be for the refuah shlama of all the chonim v'chlalam. Chem davar achol ha'mishan elamen chonu kabin ifkas haram ha'manin shalama masara david marachel. Yafa bat deborah rifka b'dachav rifka b'dachav shalama masara fam elam shalama rachana yafa b'd miriam. Yehudam nifa chayas ha'chav rachav rachav rachana sim cham ben melka. Miriam b'ad ha'chav el zmiram cham na'an le'ana mat nomar chas tala zmar sefer chana g'vrik deba b'racha. Dan ben ha'chav rachav 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 יוסף בן יפן דניאם דנאס מנגנב ומשנגנב ולדדן ים טוב יש אמרים סייר שם שם סימו שנס מבטא ים רחל בדינה ולהבדיל ולוי נשמע דוד בן אליהו לילדר מדפיים שמעון בן מישאל ועזמן ואברהם דינה בת אהרון תמר ברכת בת אברהם משה בן רפאל אליהו ונמסה בסכם של משהו ומסתחיים להבדיל הרעיון דבורה בת מרים. Today's class is also in honor of the Hakimi family and Aronoff family. Mazal Tov on the wedding. Matt and Rachel Mazal Tov should build a bayit ne'eman b'Yisrael. You should always have health, happiness, and only have joy in your family. Parashat Toledot is a very, very beautiful parasha. Mazal Tov. One idea in this week's parasha I think is very important, and it's not just a coincidence that we have a chatan here. I think it's an important note for a chatan to take as well. Is we see that Yitzchak loved one child more than the other. Yitzchak loved Esav, and Rivka loved Yaakov. This is what the parasha tells us. We saw this at the end of last week's parasha. And the question is, why? We know that Esav was the wicked son. We know that Esav was the son that, you know, he went off the path, he did Avodah Zarah, he did idol worship, he did a lot of bad things. Whereas Yaakov was the one that was always, you know, by his father's side, he was always there, you know, learning Torah, spending time doing good deeds. He was a good person. So Rivka loved Yaakov, but the question is why Yitzchak loved Esav. And I touched upon this question a little bit yesterday, and I said, really, maybe one answer could be that there's an idea of when somebody is doing wrong, to give them attention, to show them more attention, not to be upset with them, show them more attention to try to bring them back. But I want to try to give a different idea, maybe a different answer. And it's possibly that maybe Yitzchak didn't know. Right? Esav was very bad, but maybe Yitzchak didn't know how bad he really was. And there's sometimes, to think about that kind of answer, now you wonder, how is that possible? Someone's father, their child is a very, very wicked person. They're doing Avodah Zarah, doing idol worship. Especially and the especially it's Yitzchak, he's our forefather. He should know of all, but this is an answer, one of the answers that the Chachamim say. Now, if you think about it, the only possible way Yitzchak wouldn't have known about his son, how bad he really was, is if Esav, when he was in the house, he had the utmost highest level of respect with his father. Right? Because otherwise, his father would have realized, if somebody is a bad person outside the house, then for sure inside the house, if he's a bad person, the father will kind of understand it. Rather, it must be that Esav was somebody who showed so much respect to his father inside the house that the father had no idea, which could possibly be an answer. And I want to tell you even further. You know, when later on in the story, when Yaakov dies, much later on in the story, and they're going to bury Yaakov. So they go up to Ma'arat HaMachpelah, they go up to the place where the burial site where our forefathers are buried, and over there all the children are standing. And then all of a sudden what happens? Esav shows up. And Esav says, this is my spot. This is not Yaakov's spot. And the Gemara says, they tell him, but you sold your firstborn rights. Right? In this week's parasha, you sold your rights. You don't have rights to that spot anymore. And he says, no, this is my spot. You don't have proof. Show me documents. So they send Naphtali, they send one of Yaakov's children, go run all the way down and go and bring the documents. And in the meantime, there was a son over there named Hushim ben Dan. Hushim ben Dan was the son of Dan, and he was deaf. He couldn't understand what was going on. So he goes, my hi, what's going on over here? Why our father, our grandfather for that matter, he's standing here waiting to be buried, and we're all standing and waiting and we can't bury him. For what reason? What's going on? He couldn't hear. So they explained to him that his brother Esav came, the wicked Esav, and he's coming to try to steal his burial site. So what does Hushim do? He takes a stick and he chops off his head. He gets very, very Pinchas-like. He goes and chops off his head. And what happens at the end? So that's how the story finishes. And they go and they bury Yaakov. How does the story end though? They say that the head of Esav was buried with Yaakov in Ma'arat HaMachpelah. This is what the story ends. And the question is why? What zechut did Esav have to even have his head or his eyes be able to get buried in Maran Machpelah? And the Chachamim say the reason is because he had utmost respect for his parents, for his father. Because he had so much, no matter how much bad he did, he still had utmost respect to his parents. And I think this is really teaching us. I mean, we can even learn from the wicked in our Torah that no matter what, no matter how far they go, breaking the respect and honor of your parents is never an option. That's something that a person is never allowed to do. A person has a choice. God created each and every one of us with a choice to choose between good and bad. Right? You're always going to have a choice to choose between good and bad. It's in your ball. It's in your court. It's your choice. But when it comes to honoring and respecting our parents, that should not even be a choice. It shouldn't even be an option in your head. Because think about it logically. If you think about it logically, from beginning of the world until God, from God created us, how could you have possibly lived and gotten to this point without the taking care of your parents? Of how they got you here. Bringing you up, feeding you, changing you, caring for you, waking up in the middle of the night, taking care of you, no matter what. And the first few years of your life, you probably don't even remember it. And I think this is really a very important conversation for a chatan as he's starting his life. Now you're building a family. As you build a family, now you're going to start realizing, and this is something that my father taught me, he says, you don't know how much a father loves a child until you have a child. He says, once you love a child, now you know how much your father really loves you. And I didn't understand it until I had a child, and then I realized it makes so much sense. Because your sweat and tears and endless non-sleeping at nights is all for that child, and you put all of your sweat into him, and you love them so much, and now you understand this love is not comparable to anything in the world. That amount of love that goes into the child, sometimes it goes unnoticed and taken for granted. And us, as growing people, we have to show that appreciation and gratitude for our parents for everything that they do. And when we show that to our parents, Hashem will bless us that the children that we bring into the world will do the same. It's all a midah keneged midah, measure for measure. Everything that we do, whatever we put into this world, if we're a giver, Hashem will give back to us. If you're someone that shows respect to others, Hashem will come and bring people to show respect to you. But God forbid, if a person does the otherwise, then it's not. And the respect and honor of the parents was so high that even Esav, the most wicked of all wicked, he couldn't violate. He couldn't violate that. So to learn, to understand that from our parasha, how important it is for a person to show utmost respect to their parents. And I'm just going to give a few examples of what it means. What does it mean in today's generation to show utmost respect for one's parents? I think the ball is really in the court of the parents. The parents have to be the ones to educate the children as to what is respect and honoring the parents. Respect and honoring of parents is not that the child becomes a slave to the parent. And I think the parents all understand that. What is respect and honoring of the parents? That means that when the parent says something, the child cannot contradict what they're saying. When the parent has an opinion, even if the parent says something that is a mistake, the child has to be very, very careful how to correct them. You're not allowed to correct them. The only way you can say that maybe what they're saying is wrong is the following. The parent makes a mistake. The child says, is that really the case? And you ask in a question form, not in a sarcastic way, to not, God forbid, embarrass them. Let them figure it out on your own because you're not allowed to correct them. That's one example. Another example. Obviously, we know all the different categories. When a parent walks into the room, the child is obligated to stand up for them. And I've seen many times that a parent, they forego on that honor. They're okay with it. It's okay. You don't have to stand. But then the child loses that aspect of showing the respect. They should a little bit allow the child to honor and respect them. So the child is ingrained from a young age knowing the importance of showing honor and respect to their parents. Because honoring and respect to your parents is such an important mitzvah that it's put on the commandments of the side between us and God. Why? Why is the command one of the Ten Commandments? It's on the side of commandments between us and God. And the reason is because when a person honors their parents, God treats it as if we are honoring God Himself. Because as the Chachamim teach us, there are three partners in the creation of man. There's a parent, a dad, a mom, and there's God. And so without one of the three, you couldn't create children. So we need all three of them. So when a person honors one of them, it's as if you're honoring all of them. Let's keep these ideas in mind. Let's keep all of these ideas in mind as we move on with our lives. Every single day, we have more and more opportunities, more and more tests to show honor and respect to our parents, educating children to show honor and respect to their parents. And when we do this, when we show an outburst of honor and respect to our parents, you will see how the generation will change. You'll see how, you know, in today's generation, one of the problems that is coming on in our community specifically is there are so many different minyanim on Shabbat that parents and children aren't even praying together anymore. So one of the worries that parents have is a parent goes up for Aliyah in the Torah and they have nobody standing for them. how it was back in the day in our community, was that all of the community would pray in one minyan, so that when a parent would go up, he would have all of his children, grandchildren, everyone would be standing for him. This is something that I think needs to be reinstituted a little bit more, so that we ingrain into all of our minds the importance of showing honor and respect to our parents. I give a bracha to the Khatan, that you should build a beautiful home with many, many children in the long term. Many, many healthy, healthy children that should all follow and honor their parents, because you honor and follow in your parents. Everyone should.